There have, I think, kidney transplant rates for Maori and our Pacifica cousins are amongst the, some of the biggest health inequities that we're facing. And it's a tragedy because even though our country is doing more kidney transplants every year, that gap is still growing. And that's a real issue, real problem for us.
Although the research, the report does say that we still require more transplants to be done, and in fact $400,000 per patient per year can be saved if we do have more transplants. So I guess the issue here in terms of transplants is we're not having enough donations, we're not getting enough donations. Is that one of the reasons why there is such an extraordinary cost in this area?
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons, really. But actually, I would say that kidney transplant aren't a cost to the country. They're actually a real investment. And then investment in our whānau's quality of life, because if you get a kidney transplant, your quality of life is much nearer to normal. You don't have to worry about going to dialysis three times a week or having to do your dialysis at home or whatever it is. So it's a real investment in quality of life and also quantity of life. So I don't think there shouldn't be any issue about the cost of that. And, of course, we know that we've got to treat our whānau with dialysis. But, yeah, the real issue is we need to get more whānau off dialysis and into a kidney transplant. Part of that is about getting more kidney donation rates, so our whānau coming forward and being kidney donors, but our whānau do come forward and be kidney donors. It's a whole lot of other barriers that kind of get in the way of that, and some of it is our whānau's health, but some of it is also about our system that doesn't really invest in and prioritise and support whānau to come forward to be donors, either donors who are, you know, kaita ora tonu, so still alive and donating a kidney, or whānau who are putting themselves forward to be organ donors after they, you know, they pass on.
I see. So in actual fact, we're talking about our whānau who require dialysis where they do experience renal failure. Can we go several steps before that to try and prevent them actually arriving at that stage?
So the biggest thing is that more than half of our kidney disease, our dialysis patients could have been prevented from getting there. And that's because more than half of the people who wind up on dialysis is because diabetes and high blood pressure and smoking and some of those other things. And all of those, if we look after our diabetes, we control the blood pressure, give up, you know, don't smoke and keep healthy in all our other ways, then I reckon we could reduce about half of the number of Māori patients and Pacifica patients and whānau coming on to dialysis.
And that in itself, isn't it? Is when we say that we would save money as a result of increasing kidney transplants, we would save money further down the track. Does that also include money further down the track, or does that include the savings that we would make if we actually address the issue right back when?